Hello.
Hi, my name is Trey Mia, and I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. And I was
Yes,
returning a
ma'am.
call back to this number. May I speak with the person who requested that call?
My name is Matthew Nichols.
How can I help you, Mr. Nichols?
Yes, ma'am. I was going to file a claim last week on Friday, and my father-in-law was put in the hospital, and I didn't get time to do this on the computer, so I was calling to see if y'all would be kind enough to help me out, please.
Sure. May I have your social security number, please?
Social Security number is 222-688140.
You verify your first and last name, followed by your date of birth and your mother's maiden name?
First name is Matthew, middle name is Wayne, last name Nichols. Birth date is 6/29/1970. Mother's maiden name is Carol Dalton.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed
No.
Forces? Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account. Or the
Yes, ma'am.
Alabama, okay. Checking or savings.
It is a checking account.
May I have the routing number and account number, please?
All right, hang on one second, please.
Okay.
Where did I put that? That should be right here. All right, yes, that is the checking deposit. Right. Our routing number is 2622-77011.
That's 2622-77011.
Yes, ma'am.
Can go ahead with the account number when you're ready.
All right, account number is 10108234275 48.
That's 10108234275 4.
5 4 8.
Sorry about that. So one
That's all
zero
right.
10 8 2 3 4 2 7 5 4 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you verify your mailing address, please?
Mailing address is 9111 Highway 69, Lutz, Tennessee, 38471.
Uh-oh, what's going on? Wait, uh-oh. Okay, and you're filing for unemployment work in Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's a good contact number for you?
A good contact number is 256-648-0484.
Did you receive a CRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
When's the last day you work?
The last, let's see, today is the 14th. Last week was the 7th. I'm going to say somewhere around February the 2nd was probably my last day. I'm just guesstimating. I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Okay. I see. What day you said?
I'm going to say probably around the 2nd.
Of February?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this work you're filing unemployment for the same claim as you did on the last one?
Yes, or just, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, same employer. Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a company, yes, ma'am.
You say you do?
I work for a company out of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, gotcha. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a return date?
Yes, ma'am.
What day?
Monday, next Monday. Today's the 14th, 7th. I guess 21st. That would be the 21st. Yes, ma'am.
What's your job description?
I am a brick mason.
A brick, what is it? I'm sorry.
Brick mason, block mason.
Okay. Okay, who's your separating employer?
Ma'am?
Who's your separating employer?
My employer?
Mm-hmm.
Is Norris and Son Refractory.
You have a telephone number for the company?
Yes, ma'am. 423-624-7317.
Four two three six two four seven three one seven.
Yes.
When was your employment start date?
When I first started with them?
Yes.
Let's see, that was it was back in 14. It was like 4 of 14. The third month of 2014.
March.
Yes, ma'am.
Beginning, middle, end of the month.
I'm going to say probably beginning of the month, ma'am.
Like around first, second?
Probably first or second week, yes, ma'am.
What date is best to go with? 2014.
Let's say 3/10 of 14.
Gotcha. And what city was this work performed in?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay since your last day of work?
No.
Why are you no longer working?
Temporary work's just a little slow right now.
You said lack of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Remind the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay.
It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Since you are job attached and we have an expected recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for recall and maintain contact with your employer as required.
Yes.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits.
Yes.
You have two ways to file, and that's either online or by phone. If you choose to go online, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
You'll make your weekly certification either by telephone and then again, as I said, or next week. You know, I say next week meaning the next Sunday that's coming up is best to stick with each Sunday.
Yes.
You can file either any day but Saturday.
Right.
On Friday must be in by 5 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Nicholas, we have completed your unemployment claim. Any questions?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Do I need to call and certify this for last week? Or
that's what I just done for you.
Yes. All right. Well, I sure do. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right.